I'm Dan Abnett, and you're listening to Sean Hammer. Here we are, 2018, and I bring you the next episode of Sean Hammer. Today we'll be going over a new crew I picked up, Misaki, Ten Thunder Master, or Outcast Master. Go over the small crew that I plan on playing, and we'll go from there, and just go over the crew and some of the upgrades and stuff. Let's see, what I've all been doing. It's been Christmas and New Year's. I got the Kings of War Deluxe Rulebook Edition with both versions of the rulebook, soft cover and hardcover, as well as some gaming aids as, damage trackers, waiver trackers, and stuff like that. I've been doing some hobby. You can go ahead and go to my Facebook page, Sean Hammer on Facebook. Look at all the pictures I've been posting. I got my template started for my Orc Blood Bowl team. He looks pretty snazzy for a quick job, and it came out pretty good, so I'm pretty happy with that. I rebased and painted a lot of my Dogs of War. Rebased them onto multi-unit bases for Kings of War. They're turning out really nice. I'm going to go to my Undead next, so that's pretty exciting. I played some Hero Clicks. Nothing really so much to speak of, just some friendly games. And I played another game of Kings of War, and I've been enjoying it immensely. I mean, it's pretty simple, but not simple. The rules are swift, easy, a little bit to get hang of with, the wounds and everything. But I bought the magic artifact deck with the spell deck and stuff, and that seemed to help out. It's pretty cool. scenario we played was objective in the middle, so it's pretty much a draw by the time the turns ended. We didn't have things were breaking, dying, stuff like that, but not enough scoring points on either of our teams. So that was a pretty fun time, and I got all my pictures on there. I might put some on the website too. I don't know. I'll see if I can do that. So that's about it. I've been reading up on the Kings of War, looking at expanding my Undead army with it. Got all my Dogs of War put up on bases. There's a few units I have to do still, like the White Wolves. I know they're not Dogs of War, but I have them for another unit of Knights. The Marksmen of Marengulo, or however you call them, I got them to paint. And going through everything, I found a full unit of Pizarro's Lost Legion. So I will have another unit of Pikemen that I didn't think I had, and I got some extra pikes because I'm not putting full 20-man units on a regiment base. I'm doing anywhere from 13 to 15. And I'm going to make a horde, or a legion, I think it's a legion size, pikemen regiment after that, and have it ragtag, stuff like that. Maybe I'll come up with a logo for Sean Hammer, and I'll share that on the banner, and then that'll be their personal logo. So, that's about it. Been having fun with that. Nothing bad to say about it. Just a little bit of work to rebase everything, pulling them off the old bases, clipping and stuff, and gluing. But once it's all said and done, it looks pretty cool. I'll link my Facebook page and maybe put some photos of some of the units I have on there. So let's go ahead and look at Misaki. I've been using the Bad Things Happen Army Builder, free Army Builder for, speaking of free Army Builder, Easy Army Builder for Kings of War is a thing. It's easyarmybuilder.com, I think it is. But you could go build a free army roster for Kings of War. It's pretty cool. But this one here I'm talking about is for Malifaux. It's been pretty cool. You can go ahead and you can load up your crew lists, upgrades and everything. You can have it right there, so you can like research and stuff. I guess you could play it using your mobile device, like your iPad or something. I think they said you could mark damage, but I'm not sure. I have to find that out. But anyway, I'm using that, I come up with a crew. It's Misaki, Atoto, three Torakage, and two Orion, or no, it's no, three Orion, two Torakage, and Shang. For one, they're really freaking sweet models. They're painted up really nice. I will put a picture of those on there for everyone to check out. But let's go ahead and go over with Misaki. She is Ten Thunders and Outcast. She's got a cash of 2, not really that high. She got a defense of 6. I mean, she's Master Living Last Blossom. Defense of 6, willpower 7. Pretty good. Wounds 12, walk 5, 8 charge, height 2. For her abilities, she has Risky Ventures. While this model has no soul stones in the soul stone pool, it gains plus to all of its defense flips and a plus crow to its melee. So we gotta look at what we're getting there. You know, we get rid of our soul stones, we get some benefit for it. I'm sure once we flip the card and we check it all out, we'll see. She's got Infiltration, Last Blossom. Crews led by this model may hire up to 4 models with the Last Blossom characteristic that are not the crew's declared faction. So vice versa, if they have Last Blossom and they're another crew, you want to pull them over. Simple as that. Whatever crew you're playing, whether it be the 10 Thunders or Outcast. She's Bulletproof 1, so all shooting attacks will receive a negation of 1 damage. And she's a Diving Charge. She can, just like Ma, just like Vanish Hill, she can may declare a charge action when it's engaged and may ignore intervening models and terrain when it takes the charge action. So you know she's going to be all over the place. For her attack action, she's got Basento, which is her big old pole arm. And it's got built-in mask, 7 melee, range 2. Target subjects 2-4-6 damage. With a double crow trigger assassination after damaging, immediately kill the target unless it discards 2 cards or 2 soul stones. Ouch, right? But if you just go with the single mask that's built in, next target after damaging pushes model up to 4 inches any direction. So she could make her way through softening up bundled up crews. Not too bad. Her next action is Thunder. Is a range 2, melee 7 with a mask, doing 2, 3 with a blast, 5 with double blast damage. This model is immune to damage caused by thunder, so she can't accidentally... She can lay the templates over herself without suffering damage. Next target on that trigger as well. She got Deadly Dance as a tactical action. This model gains the following condition to end of turn, Deadly Dance. If the enemy model ends its walk action with 2 inches of this model, the model may discard a card to push up to 2 inches any direction. So, you allow a little bit of play back and forth, a little bit of movement and shenanigans. She's got Downburst, which is going to, you're going to need a, it's a cast of 5 with a mask, and you're going to need 13. It's range 8. Models within 3 inches of target model other than the target must succeed a defense 13 defense duel or be pushed 4 inches away from the target. Now, if you throw a tome in there as well for the trigger, follow through. After this action successfully resolves, pushes model 4 forward 5 inches towards the target. So, Misaki, she's doing a lot of movement and stuff. 3 AP for master. I'm pretty sure you can give her up to 4. You know, you take somebody who'll give her fast. Now we'll go over, check out some of the upgrades that came with the box set and such. Alright, speaking of the box set, she comes with her henchman, Atoto. And she's pretty cool dude in a dramatic pose of slamming a Tsetsibo on the ground. My model it with a sword. I don't know what direct name of the sword, but it's a sword. He's hard to kill. He's got shove side. He can move through height 1 and 2 models. This guy is height 3. He's got Enrage. When this model is reduced to 6 or fewer remaining wounds, this model gains plus 2 ram, melee, and damage fixed caused by its melee action gain a plus. He's got Laugh Off. This model may not be moved or pushed by enemy models or abilities or actions. He's running around a 40mm base. He's 10 soul stones with 3 cash. Henchman, Living Rare 1, Last Blossom. 5 defense, 4 willpower, 12 wounds for henchmen, not bad. 5 walk, 6 charge, height 3. For his attack actions, he has 1. Massive Tetsubo. It's 3 inch range, it's melee action, target suffers 2, 4, 5 damage. With a ram, he'll get critical strike, so he gets plus 1 damage for each ram in the final 2 total. Or he can have stagger. The damage flip suffers negative. After target suffers damage, the target gains slow. Slow things are great, and double slow things are paralyzed. Got outweigh your options there. He's got a 0 tactical action, just a flesh wound. It's a healing, needing a it's got built-in ram, needing a 12. Model heals 1, 2, 3 damage. He's got flurry, which is you discard a card and make 3 melee 1 actions with AP cost of 1 against a single target, so he's going to be really smashing something hardcore. I know, he's pretty cool. I like him. I like the way he looks, everything, and I like playing Clan War. He reminds me of a Crab Berserker, and there's nothing wrong with that. Next up in the box, I'm going to go ahead and go with Shing, the Nine-Tailed Fox, I guess, a fire. His cost is 3. He's only got defense 5, 6 willpower, 4 wounds, 6 walk, 6 charge, height 1. He's companion, so after a friendly model ends its activation with a 6, he can activate as a chain action. He's got Dawn of the Ember Dragon. This model is immune to burning condition, which makes sense. He's like a fire elemental. I don't know. He's got Russian magic. During the draw phase, draw an additional card, then discard a card. So it allows you to get a hand control, and which is a very good thing in a game that relies on hands of cards. Insignificant, we all know what that is. His attack actions, he's got Heavenly Blaze. This is a shooting attack with a gun, range 8, target suffers 1, 2, 3 damage with a blast on the 3. He's got claws, built-in mask, target suffers 1, 2, 4 damage. You throw another mask in there, he gets flay, so damage flips resulting from this attack can be cheated if it suffers one or more negative flips. Flay is pretty handy. It goes really well. I mean, I play Neverborn with the Terratons and everything, and the Nephilim getting flay. You get a lot of negative flips in this game, simple as that. It's nice to get a little bit bonus from it. Next up is this channel action. Channeled healing. It's a 6 with a mask. Target number 10, range 6, target Misaki model, heals 1, 2, 3 damage. This model suffers 1 damage that cannot be reduced. So he's the healing little battery from Misaki. He's not, even though he's a ember and you think he'd be like a ghost or suffer half damage for a spirit or something, he is not. But it's thematic, it looks nice, and he's painted up really good, so there it is. Next up, I'm running 2 Torikage. I should be doing 3, but I'm not sure yet. I didn't know if I felt like 10 Thunder Brothers, and I don't own them yet, so let's go from there. These guys are ninjas, basically. Last Blossom, but they are 10 Thunders, Living Mercenaries, 6 Soulstones, with 6 for every winner's stats except for height, which is 2. It's pretty cool. I mean, pretty straightforward, right? He's got one in the crowd. Shooting attack actions against this model suffer a negative when it's within 3 inches of one or more other models. It doesn't mean your models, any other models. Agile. This model is immune to disengaging strikes and work best alone. This model gains a plus to the attack and damage flips of its melee actions when it's not within 3 or more. Within 3 of 1 or more friendly models. So, hence, work alone. attack actions, he's got 10 Thunder of Wushu. I don't know, I probably butchered that. Melee 5, target suffers 1, 3, 5 damage. Pretty low, moderate, and weak, but severe is not bad. Mass Trigger can relocate after a hit, so he can move after damaging, place his model anywhere in base contact with the target, so get you closer. With a crow, his weapon is going to be poison coated, and you'll receive poison plus one. Poison's never a bad thing. Little bits over a period of time still would get you on the road to victory. He's got shuriken, because what kind of ninja would he be if he didn't have throwing stars, right? Shooting 5 with a mask, range 8, target suffers 1-2-3 damage. Poison coated with a crow and leaf steps with a mask. After resolving, push his model up to 3 inches any direction. So it's kind of like a relocate, you know, get back, make sure you're in the range, whatever you got to do. He's got rapid fire, which will allow you to basically make 3 shuriken attacks in one turn by discarding a card against a single target. So, yeah, never too bad. I mean, it reminds me of like the old anime Ninja Scroll, when all the ninjas and when all the stars are flinging into the wood and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. And plus, it allows you to say, like, playing Tenchu Stealth Assassin Ninja. Okay, next up we have Orion. Or Orion, or whatever. Got these girls for my Collect crew. And realize, yeah, there's a lot going on with Collect crew. I don't need the Orion. And I wanted Misaki, so there we go. Cost of 5. Minion Living Mercenary. Last Blossom Showgirl. Defense 5. Willpower 6, Wound 6, Walk 5, HR Height 2. These girls are appealing, so other friendly living models within 4-inch aura of one or more of this model's ability gain 1 willpower. So, yeah, you get your willpower boost from them. They're disguised, so you can't charge them. Reading the Stone. The first time that this model takes the defensive stance action during its activation, it gains an additional defensive 1 condition. So, take defensive stance, you got defensive stance 2 for free. Pretty good. Let's see. Appealing friendly. Disguised. Okay, so that's what we're looking at there. They have concealed weapons. All they have is attacks. They don't have zero abilities or anything. It's just all attack actions. They have concealed weapons, which is melee 5. Range 1, target suffers 1-2-4 damage, gains poison. It's got built-in mask, but if you throw a tome in there, you get witnesses. After succeeding, the target gains the following condition to end of turn. Unbeknownst, this model may not declare showgirl models as a target of its attack actions. So, you only got 3 Orion, and they're surrounded by you. They're surrounding something, and you get that trigger off. Oh, you can't attack showgirls. I'm very sorry for your luck. Assassin's Gift is a 2 action. Target suffers 1-2-4 damage. It's got a built-in mask, because trigger needs a mask. It's flutter. After damaging, take this action again against the same target. This attack suffers melee negative 1. This trigger may only be declared if the attack which triggered it is melee 2 or higher. So this sounds like, to me, it's a trigger that can keep on going, and as it keeps going, you still keep getting the attack, but it reduces it down to its 2, and that's your last time you can do it. And probably the reason why you want to have these chickaboos is her lure. She comes in with 8 casts with a mask. You're going to need a crow in there too, and move target model to walk. The target must end his move as close to this model as possible. So, without going through the upgrades, and I don't even know if I have all the available upgrades I do wish to take with these or not, but no, I don't think I really do, because, yeah, I'm going to have to probably continue this tomorrow, or before I put it in here. Yeah, I just go ahead and go over the next ones. So here's my thought. 3 Orion. He's pretty solid for 5 soul stones. You can't charge them. They're appealing. Alrighty, Misaki's upgrades. She's got 1 limited, disguise for 2. It just banks it so she can be targeted charge actions for 2 soul stones. Not so sure I'm really sold on that, but you know, it is what it is. So you want to keep her alive, maybe not take, you know, stop some charges, I suppose. She's got Stalking Basinto. It's limited as well. This model treats the Bicento actions as a zero AP action when taken against models with a stalk condition. If the target has a stalk condition, this model's Bicento action gains plus to its attack and damage flip. So, and also gives her the stalking Bicento. Zero action, you can stalk somebody, therefore increase your attack and damage. This might be worth it for two soul stones. That's what I would probably put out there. She's got cut purse. Masaki gains the following attack action. It's no damaging, but target model's enemy crew's leader must discard a soul stone, and this model adds one to their pool. So that's pretty cool. The Bicento action gains the following trigger. With a mask and a crow, cut purse, you take the pilfer action against the target. So it allows you, when you're attacking somebody, you can cut their coin bag and get their stuff. And then, you know, you can go, and that's pretty cool because you can start taking away the enemy model's soul stones, and they'll try not to do that, so there'll be card withdrawals, making your assassinate probably a little bit more easier to obtain here and there. Next up, she's got Untouchable. This model gains the following ability, Flickering Bicento. This model does not need to discard a card when taking defensive stance actions, which is really cool. Save face. Friendly models with an 8-inch aura who fail horror duel may suffer 1 damage to count as succeeding the horror duel. This damage cannot be reduced. It's pretty cool when you're facing something like maybe the Hanged Man, and you know it's just going to... It'd be nice not to be terrored. Let's see. Next one that came with her is the Smoke and Shadows. A friendly Last Blossom minion models may take the following tactical actions. Shadow Stride. Bury target. Bury this model. At the end of turn, unbury this model within 6 inches of a friendly model. If there's no friendly models in play, this model is killed. So it's kind of like Ninja Finish. It's got smoke bombs. Range 3, place 2 50mm smoke bomb markers touching this model, not touching any other models or markers. These models are height 5 blocking objects that are removed at the end of turn. With a mask, vanish. After placing the smoke markers, this model may take the Shadow Stride action. This action gains a plus 2 mask cast. So, yeah, your freaking ninja's vanishing. So it's pretty cool. That's why I'm taking the 3 Torakagi. I forgot what my thing is. I have to go through and figure out what one I was doing it. She's got Ototo has called the thunder. So he gets the following tactical action. 0, thunder strike. Enemy models within 3-inch pulse must discard, succeed on a walk 12 duel, or gain a slow condition. It's all about giving slow, this guy. And Ototo gains the following trigger to his massive Tetsubo action with a ram, battering blows. When damaging, deal plus 2 damage to models with slow condition. So, yeah, you want to get out some friggin' slow, and this will give you a 0 tactical action and a trigger to his massive Tetsubo. So, hopefully you will be getting that handing out slow so he can be really... really keep putting out the beating. She got a couple others. A 10 thunder upgrade is misdirection. She can pass off a hit to another model. Let's see. It gives her the risky ventures. She gives a plus and all defense. Recall training. Broken promises. Betrayal condition. Sarah the Dragon. I'm going to have to just go through these. Of course, she's got the regular, the other, outcast upgrades that she can take. It took me a bit to actually want to buy her crew. I wasn't sure. I like outcasts. I mean, come on, I have basically Hamlin. I got the Curiosity Killed the Cat. That's going to be a minute to put together. I'm just going to tell you that. Those cat models are fucking bitch. I have Von Schill. I got the Victorias. I got, Tara. Let's see, Taro, Victorious, Vanshu, Curiosity Killed the Cat. Now I got Misaki, I got Parker Barrels. I think it's all of them, but Leviticus, which I'm really not 100% sold on, but I wasn't really on Misaki as well. So that's my quick cover of Misaki, her crew that I purchased, and what came in a box set, and what I'm going to do. I'll get a game in, hopefully with her soon, and go over that. Put pictures on Facebook of everything. I've been enjoying Kings of War. I've got no emails yet about who wants to win a King Shark, which I will be going over probably next time. Some female Furies for HeroClix as well, and probably touching base on Kings of War. I'm probably going to start with the turn phase and movement, and we'll go over a little bit of the rules of Kings of War. That's it. That's all I got today. Happy New Year. I look forward to talking to you again. Hopefully I'm entertaining and you're enjoying yourself. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, bitches, gripes, or compliments, send them to SeanHammer, the number 9 at yahoo.com. Just remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.
Du hast mich. Du hast mich. Gefragt und ich hab nichts gesagt.